I'm Rebecca Miles for WBAI News. American colleges have been covering up reports of rape on campus, a crime. The Obama administration began a sexual assault task force this year, wanting to investigate how colleges handle sexual assault on their campuses. 55 campuses are now being investigated by the FBI, and students are suing colleges for covering up these crimes. At City Hall this week, New York's public advocate, Letitia James, announced reforms to address handling sexual assaults at colleges in New York, but first read from the White House's own report on its findings on sexual assaults.
1 in 5 college women are victims of rape or attempted rape. Colleges with 6,000 or more students average 1 rape per day during the school year. 42% of college women who are raped tell no one about it. 42% of raped women say that they expect to be raped again. 84% of college men who committed rape said that what they did was definitely not rape. Just 5% of college women who are raped report the rape to the police. And 63% of men who committed or attempted rape on college campuses say they committed an average of 6 rapes each. These numbers are daunting and eye-opening.
The campaign, launched Monday, introduces the New York Campus Safety Act, which would do the following.
In this proposal, we are calling on colleges and universities to coordinate response to on-campus sex crimes with a local rape crisis center. This measure will help all students, whether they are female, male, or transgender, to get the expert and immediate services they need, no matter the time of day or night. Prevention is key towards stopping further sexual assaults, and we will work to establish a new NYPD liaison and multi-agency task force to interface with colleges and universities to strengthen sexual assault prevention programs. We will work with agency leadership from the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, Department of Education, NYPD, Mayor's Office to combat domestic violence, and leading advocates from the city and student community to work with college and universities to improve prevention education, training, and response regarding campus sexual assault. Our aim is to ensure that what we do is proactive, responsive to the needs of victims, and ultimately effective.
If legislation passes and the program goes ahead, the budget is $300,000. There'll be public hearings to come before legislation passes. Rebecca Miles, WBAI News, New York.